Mishnah Dalet is a straight continuation of that previous Mishnah. Here it's Shnayim Shehefkidu Eitzel Echad. Two guys deposit something with a single person. Zeh Manah v'zeh Maslayim. One of the guys deposits $100, and the other one deposited $200. Okay, now the case is Dafka where they both came in at the same time. So two guys show up together, 200 in one hand, 100 in the other hand, and they give it to this guy. He puts in an envelope, $300, puts in the safe, and says, when you want it, come back, get it, no problem. So he assumes, the custodian, the shomer, assumes, these guys saw who got the 200, who had the 100, and they're not going to fight amongst themselves, so he didn't bother even labeling them separately. He took them as like a group. So he didn't dawn on him these guys would come back and lie and both would claim the 200. They didn't think that. That's totally, and that's a pretty brazen lie to look at the custodian, well, as your fellow depositor, and say it's all his money is yours. That's crazy, but that's what happened. Zelmer Shalima Slime. When they come back a year later, this guy says the 200 is mine. Vezelmer Shalima Slime. This guy says the 200 is mine. Okay, so now what is the din? Now here we have a certain liar going on. Okay, and we so by Rabbi Tarfon we know the din. The din would be let the disputed amount sit in the middle till Eliyahu Navi comes, which is the din. But here, even Rabbi Akiva agrees to that. Why does Rabbi Akiva agree to that? And Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, and he agrees because here, the custodian, the shomer, was not negligent. He was not negligent. He who would dream this crazy scenario would turn out? Since he's not negligent, we don't make a kanas on him. When we talked about the sugya there, and it's the mission in I told you mission in the 15th parak of Yevamos, but it's actually a sugya proper in Bava Kama and Kuf Gimel. It comes out there that Rabbi Akiva's looking at the thief as someone worthy of being penalized, but and so that we penalize a negligence, just like the thief is irresponsible and deserves to be punished. So too, we look at a negligence custodian as a bomb who needs to be punished. But here, there's no kanas because he wasn't negligent, and therefore, even Rabbi Akiva would agree. Just nos lezemana, lezemana. Each one gets 100 because that's for sure. Everyone deserves at least 100. That's for sure. Vahashar, the remaining 100, the third 100, which you don't know who to give it to. That ye munach achiyavo Eliyahu, achiyavo Eliyahu. That will sit with basin until Eliyahu Navi comes. Why? We don't divide it amongst them 50-50. Why? Because someone's definitely lying. Once you have a liar in the mix, we say too bad for you. Until you someone backs down from their claim and says they made a mistake, or Eliyahu Navi comes, no one's getting the third 100.
So where's that money? And that's who's sitting, waiting for
the base. I guess the basin. I don't know. The Cossacks took it. I have no idea. Anyways, so now it has to wait. Now, Rabbi Yossi says, "Come on, I'm Rabbi Yossi. Im Kain, if that's the rule, so then Mahifsed or Ramai, any thief has nothing to lose. He can always try the shtick of getting the 200. If it works, great. If it doesn't work, he gets the 100 back he always wanted, so he has nothing to lose." Ella, his theory is, HaKol Yehei Munach Ashkiyov Eliyahu. Rabbi Yossi says, all 300 should sit in the vault until someone admits their lying, or Eliyahu Navi comes, and that will, since the Ramai, the trickster, is actually losing now, he'll have teeth in it, and therefore he'll back down to get at least 100 back. He'll say, oh, I made a mistake, sorry, and he'll get it back. But the Lach is not like him. The Lach is like the Tanakama, that they get back the 100 each that they're certain about, and the disputed middle amount, the last 100, that's what sits waiting for clarification.